Mike D'Agostino with Information Security Media Group. Right now I'm meeting with Michael Markulek, Chief Operating Officer of Lumetta. Welcome, Michael.
Welcome.
Thanks for doing the interview with us today. So just to get us started, Michael, why don't you introduce Lumetta to our users that may not be familiar with you guys. What do you do?
Sure. Lumetta is a spin-out from Bell Labs. Originally founded to do internet mapping and research for the federal government around understanding connectivity on the internet. 2003, we launched a product called IP Sonar. IP Sonar provides organizations, federal agencies, commercial organizations, enterprise networks, the ability to go out and scan their entire network and map it. I talked to our clients about the need for global network visibility, really network discovery that provides layer 3 routed infrastructure mapping, host discovery that goes out and finds all the hosts on your network, not just your traditional IP devices, but any host on your network, whether it be an IP-based phone, a control system, a physical security device like a camera that are now becoming IP-enabled. We then do device fingerprinting to determine what all those hosts are, how they are interconnected, what operating systems they may be running, what service ports are open on them. And then finally, we do a test called leak discovery, which tests connectivity between your network and another network. So in the commercial example, between your network and the internet. In the government example, between your network and other government networks or networks of different classifications.
Well, let's take the government space, for example. What are some of the security concerns that they may have?
Well, the government's going through a lot of security issues today. Number one, we're talking about protecting critical infrastructure, right? We're talking about things that were non-traditional IP networks, phone, power grids, right? Nuclear power plants that are now becoming IP-enabled and are having the same risks that our PCs and laptops have. On the other side, the government is seeing a tremendous threat from criminals, from cyber terrorists, attacking the U.S. Infrastructure, right? How do we protect an organization like the FAA, that's got hundreds of locations, hundreds of thousands of devices on the network? Well, I'll tell you, in order to protect that network, you need to understand what's there.
Yeah.
So step one is really determining how your network works, how it's interconnected, where your devices are.
Okay. Sounds somewhat similar I'm quite sure any industry, but let's focus on the banking industry now. What are some of the concerns they might have?
So the banking industry has a couple of unique concerns. One is they do have some legal responsibilities to make sure different portions of their network are separate.
Okay.
Separating investment banking from commercial banking, right? Separating their branches from their administrative networks, right? So we can help them with network segmentation. The banking industry also right now is going through a tremendous amount of mergers and acquisitions. One of the things we can do is help provide organizations a very accurate and timely assessment of what's being acquired. So we recently helped one of our European banks as they moved into purchase a subsidiary here in North America, help them understand what they were buying, how it was interconnected, and how they could connect it back into their organization.
Okay. Now, if there's a specific prospect or someone that's interested in doing business with Lumetta, what is the impetus? I mean, do you think that there are some gaps in their security controls? Is it just because they don't understand their network? Like, why do they want to do business with you guys?
So the real driver for most of our clients is the need to understand what's on their network, right? It used to be that understanding 80 or 85% of what was on your network was good enough, right? You protect your core data center, you really don't worry about what goes on in a branch office. But today, that's unacceptable, right? Cable, the way technology has moved over the last 10 years, you can now go buy yourself a cable modem, right? My 12-year-old, 13-year-old son can configure a router, right? That used to require years worth of expertise, right? So now that networking's become easy, everything's become plug and play, you find if you don't like your corporate internet policy, go get yourself a cable modem. You don't like plugging into a wall jack when you go to the conference room, go to CompUSA and get yourself a wireless device.
Sure.
So we've created these new vulnerabilities. You add to that what I call non-traditional IPs. I talked about them, video cameras, right? voice over IP. All the new devices that are coming on your network, and that's especially true in the critical infrastructure arena. Right?
So it's the fact that there just isn't this total understanding, or maybe there's a fear of not knowing exactly what's going on in their network.
Well, there's certainly a fear of not knowing what's going on, but it's that unknown piece that really folks are trying to get under control. Right? They've seen these these cable modems result in data leakage, data loss. They've seen the misconfigured router, the misconfigured VPN cause breaches that turn around and wind up to be front page news on the Wall Street Journal. Right? They've seen the economic impact of having a portion of their network shut down, losing connectivity to the network. Right? And it is a real business problem today. You look back to the example of TJ Maxx. Right?
Yeah.
TJ Maxx was literally driven into bankruptcy because of the breaches they had.
Yeah. Okay. Switch the topic a bit. Let's talk about the economy. So you and I were talking briefly before we started here. How has the economy affected you, the way that you approach prospects, or you think that prospects are approaching security?
Well, I think we're a ray of sunshine in an otherwise dark economy right now. Lumetta is doing quite well. We had our strongest year ever last year, 50% growth in 08 over 07. We're expecting 50% growth this year, and I really...
What's the driver for that? Why?
The real driver for it is the need for the information that we're providing. So it's twofold. One, it's the collection of the information that we get. So as a bank goes through a merger and acquisition, they need to understand what they're acquiring, right? They need to take advantage of the synergies of bringing those networks together quickly, and we can help them do so. So even organizations that were having a hard time the second half of last year still came to Lumetta and either increased their licenses, re-upped their maintenance, or purchased new systems. We also do a lot of work in the federal sector. And the federal sector is seeing a new resurgence on the focus on protecting the critical infrastructure, protecting the core network.
Very good. One more question before I let you go, Michael. For users that couldn't make it to the conference this year, give us some bit of advice or some words of wisdom to go by.
Words of wisdom. I think what, I'll take it the other way. I think what they'll see in the security landscape over the next couple of years is more collaboration, right? I think we heard it from a lot of the keynotes yesterday. We heard it in Melissa Hathaway's presentation just a few minutes ago. The need for a public public partnership with the government, but also the need for industry to start to collaborate. We're a member of what's called the Trusted Computing Group, which brings together an open set of standards that allows interoperability among security and networking products, so that you're using the best available information on your network to make decisions about your network. And I think that keyword, collaboration, which we're going to hear quite a bit, we're hearing quite a bit already here now, but I think it's going to continue over the next couple of years.
Very good. Once again, thanks for joining us, Michael Markulek of Lumetta Corporation.
Thank you.
Thanks.